National Transportation Safety Board investigators are in Charlotte, North Carolina, trying to determine what caused a commuter plane crash right after takeoff this morning. All 21 people on board were killed. The plane was an Air Midwest turboprop operated by U.S. Airways Express. From member station WFAE, Scott Jago reports.
Flight 5481 took off shortly before 9 o'clock from Charlotte Douglas Airport, headed for Greenville, South Carolina, less than 30 minutes away. But within seconds of lifting off the runway, the plane banked sharply to the left, clipped a U.S. Airways maintenance hangar, and dove into the ground. Witness Tracy Wright was driving on a nearby road.
And I whipped in the parking lot right here. As soon as he got straight up, it rolled on its back, and it came straight down, I mean nose first, and just a tremendous fireball.
U.S. Airways employees were working in the hangar at the time, but no one on the ground was injured. All of the 19 passengers and two crew members on board were killed. The weather most likely wasn't a factor. Winds were fairly calm and visibility was good. It may be months before the cause of this crash is known. There appears to be little left of the plane. Seconds before the crash, the pilots reported an emergency. Investigators are hoping to retrieve the cockpit voice recorder, the so-called black box. This type of aircraft was not required to have a flight data recorder. John Golia of the National Transportation Safety Board is part of the team looking for the cause.
I suspect the fire was put down pretty quickly, the real fire, the intense fire. And if that's the case, then I would suspect the boxes would survive.
Investigators say there's no reason at this point to suspect terrorism. But North Carolina's Secretary of Crime Control and Public Safety, Brian Beatty, says September 11th has changed the nature of these investigations.
The biggest change is the coordination of these types of events with the federal government, which is very important. But also, obviously, we are, as a state and as local law enforcement, have to consider the possibility that any of those type airline events could involve criminal activities.
Today's crash comes after a remarkably safe year in the U.S. for aviation, in which not a single person died in a passenger or cargo plane. The aircraft that crashed today was a Beech 1900 made by Raytheon. According to the NTSB in 1997, Raytheon alerted operators of the Beech 1900 to a potential problem with the wing flaps. The report said the problem could cause the plane to roll unexpectedly. And last summer, there was also a maintenance alert issued for this particular kind of aircraft. The Beech 1900 is commonly used for short-hop flights throughout the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Scott Jagow in Charlotte.